AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. Coming up, we'll take a look at Harley's first electric motorcycle. We'll also tell you what car colors hold their value better. And in the second half of the show, we'll get a behind-the-scenes look at a new reality TV show all about car design. But first, we start with Volkswagen. A few months back, we reported that VW was playing hardball with the state of Tennessee over getting the state to come up with a package of incentives to build a new SUV at its Chattanooga plant. Tennessee reportedly pulled those incentives off the table when it looked like the UAW would organize that plant. VW then said it could build the SUV in Mexico. But now reports out of Germany say Tennessee was the first to blink in the standoff and will provide Volkswagen with an incentives package worth around $300 million to build that SUV in the Volunteer State. And in other VW news, on last night's AutoLine After Hours, Oliver Schmidt from Volkswagen of America had a few product announcements for the U.S. market. He said the company would not be bringing its diesel version of the GTI, called the GTD, here to this market. The concern is that the two cars are so close to one another in performance that the GTD would end up stealing sales away from the GTI. However, Oliver did say the Golf GTE will be headed to our shores. It's a plug-in hybrid that combines a 1.4-liter turbocharged four-cylinder with a 80-kilowatt electric motor. And if Oliver can be believed, he says it performs better than either the GTI or the GTD. There's plenty more of great information from that show, and you can check it out at our website at autoline.tv or check it out on YouTube. It'll be up there later today. Just look for the AutoLine Network. A few months ago, Yamaha unveiled a couple of electric motorcycles that will go on sale in 2016. And now one of the most unlikeliest bike makers introduced its own EV motorcycle. Harley-Davidson revealed its first electric bike called Project Livewire. While it's not for sale, the company plans to use customers to ride the bike to get their feedback and see if it lives up to being a Harley. The company will hit up 30 dealerships around the U.S. now through the end of the year to get customer reactions, and then will head to Canada and Europe next year to get more rider feedback. But we want to know what you think. Should Harley build an electric motorcycle? Please leave your answers in the comments section below. We know that paint colors like silver or black sit on dealer lots for a shorter amount of time. But did you know that other colors hold their value better? According to a study done by IC Cars, colors like yellow and orange depreciate at a lower rate than either silver or black. Yellow does the best and depreciates at an average of about 26% over 5 years from the original price. Black is the worst at just over 34%, while the average is a little over 33.5%. That means if a car's original price was $20,000, it would be worth about $1,500 more after 5 years if it were yellow compared to the average. It may just be that there aren't many yellow or orange cars out there, so someone is willing to pay more to get that color. But it's still kind of surprising to see. A number of automakers have released high-mileage versions of some of its models recently, and now Hyundai is the latest. The company just introduced a more fuel-efficient Sonata for 2015 called the Sonata Eco. The car is powered by a turbocharged 1.6-liter four-cylinder that's mated to a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. Its estimated fuel economy is 28 miles per gallon in the city and 38 on the highway, which translates to a combined average of 32 mpg. That's 10% more efficient than the base engine. The Sonata Eco has a starting price just over $24,000, which is about $2,000 more than the base model. Sometimes a race car's throttle sticks wide open and you have to shut the car off. But what if this happens at 100 miles per hour and you forgot or didn't know to take out the steering wheel locking pin that locks the steering when the key is shut off? That's just one of the many great tips that Mark Stilo, the chief engineer of the new Camaro Z28, offers up in his book called Pro Touring. If you'd like a chance to win a copy, all you have to do is answer a simple question. Towards the bottom of our homepage is my Autoline Garage about AC repair. And I want to know, what do I say you should almost never put into your AC system? Once you got it, send your answer to viewermail@autoline.tv. And coming up next, a look at a new reality TV show centered all around car design.
The new Sonata from Hyundai.
Next week, an all-new reality TV show focused on car design kicks off called Motor City Masters. On Autoline this week, John is joined by three participants from that show, and in the following clip, contestant Camilo Pardo, the designer of the Ford GT, shares what it was like being on the show.
Well, we had to do basically what you would do in any project in the automotive industry when they give you a design project. You have to generate sketches, come up with an idea, and then take that idea, you know, with your team to the fabricators.
But you're running the team, are you?
Sometimes I ran the team. Sometimes I was one of the designers in the team. This all worked together through a series of challenges, and then they picked the team. Whoever won the challenges would pick the team, and as the show goes through, the teams get smaller and smaller because of the eliminations. And then we start developing a strategy on who you want on your team and who you're good to work with. And together, you know, you work very, very fast. I mean, in school, in college, and when you're a student or teach in college, you have an extreme concentrated amount of time to actually go from sketch to a physical model. And then in the advanced studios out there in the automotive industry, it's pretty concentrated as well. But I've never seen anything so compressed in my life. This was a completely new experience.
If you'd like to learn more about Motor City Masters, you can watch that entire interview right now on our website, autoline.tv. And the show debuts next Tuesday on True TV at 10 p.m. But that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.